Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ready to go. Jake, thanks so much for taking the time during this extremely busy week after Super Bowl.
Happy Friday, Blue. How are you?
I'm here. And, you know, I'll tell you what. I think Josh Newberg probably said it the best, that while the Power 5 schools may have struggled with new coaches, the smaller schools, being FAU, may have benefited because a lot of the kids may have, you know, even with new coaching staffs, a lot of the kids, especially with FAU, with Willie Taggart kind of calling on some old people that he knew, some other guys that he was recruiting, some guys that may have played for him in the past. FAU did a pretty darn good job.
I'll tell you what, Blue, I really like how this class came out. You have some players who can fill some gaps in the short term, especially DeMarcus Adams and Malcolm Lamar, both of whom played for Taggart at Florida State. Taggart said Wednesday he believes that they're going to apply for waivers, and he's optimistic the NCAA will grant those waivers. So DeMarcus Adams could give the Owls a boost at receiver, Lamar at defensive tackle. And, you know, there's some younger guys that might not play this year, might not even play in 2021, but they get here, they take a year or two to develop, and they're at positions where FAU needs to add younger depth. The defensive line, the offensive line, Miami S and Trevor Reeves headlined some guys in the secondary.
Yep. You know what, too? We talked about Sebastian Dolcine, who came in, who's another guy with some veteran experience. Eli Fields is another guy who had some experience as well. So you're right. I mean, they're going to use the veteran kids first and then look for the younger guys. And you brought in you brought up a really good name in Trevor Reeves, who I thought was really under the radar. I thought a lot of people passed him by. But I really think when you take a look at one of the guys who really maybe got under everybody's radar was the kid Chris Jones. I just thought that kid was a Power 5 guy from the beginning, and you know, he stays close to home and gives his class a true freshman kid that maybe, in the short term, could be something very special.
100%. I think that was one of my biggest takeaways with this class. And when Lane Kiffin was here, you did get some of those kids, but you also had some star power. DeAndre Johnson and Tim Bonner from Last Chance U. DeAndre McNeil, who was from Texas. Cameron Wynn, who was a great high school football player in Tennessee. Well, I mean, you got those guys, but this year they went away from some of those high-profile JUCO guys or those high-profile transfers. I would say the biggest names were probably Dolcine in terms of recognition. Dolcine, because he was at Kentucky, T.J. Chase from Clemson, and Aaron Young at Duke. Three very talented players, nothing against them, plus the two FSU guys. But guys, the most important guys in this class could be some of those guys, like you said, Trevor Reeves, Chris Jones, Dakarius Hawthorne, guys who went a little bit under the radar.
Yeah,
maybe they do have that Power 5 talent, but listen, FAU got them. Willie Taggart brought in some of his former FSU coaches. They already had those relationships, and they said, hey, come to FAU. Beautiful new facility, two Conference USA championships in 3 years. We lost a lot of veteran starters, especially on defense. You could come in and really make an impact.
You and I also talked about Andre Yamas from Miami Columbus as being a guy who, you know, got there early enough where he could do something. As you know, I mean, here's a guy that's going to come in, and I think he's got a lot of experience under his belt. He was a kid that was heavily recruited early on. Him being another guy, you're looking at all these kids, and when you look down the roster, and I had a chance to do it, Lane Kiffin did a darn good job. I mean, you know, he really went after, as you mentioned, some really good football players, and that's why they came away with a huge conference title this year.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the biggest knock on Lane Kiffin's recruiting is he brought in a lot of guys who maybe haven't developed or have been buried when maybe they were recruited with the idea that, hey, you can come in and provide an immediate impact, or, hey, we need you contributing by year two. I think of a guy like Jordan Morrell from St. Thomas Aquinas, who's had opportunities, maybe hasn't taken full advantage of them. But then I think about guys like Federico Morandis, Miami Columbus guy.
Yeah.
He was on the second team offensive line as a freshman. And with Junior Diaz, another Miami guy graduating, I think Federico Morandis should be the front runner to start center. So that's what Taggart needs to do this year, especially when practice starts in a few weeks. Take some of those guys that Kiffin recruited, because almost all the Charlie Partridges are gone. Take those guys that haven't played a ton, develop them, and see what you got. Because with the transfer portal, recruiting doesn't stop after National Signing Day. If FAU comes out of spring camp and they say, hey, we have John Rainer and Ramon Smith at tight end, but we need one more body, then they'll go out and add another body.
Yeah. Yeah, and you take a look at also, Willie getting his son to come down here, and certainly a very athletic kid who's not going to be rushed. He's not going to be pushed into the opportunity, but he's going to be given an opportunity, to develop, and that's a positive as well.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Willie Taggart Sr. was saying this is the first time he's really going to have a chance to coach his son, and FAU, they haven't had a ton of success the past few years with high school quarterbacks. You think about Jaquez Johnson, he was a transfer. Chris Robinson was a transfer. Daniel Parr was good, but he transferred out. Jason Driscoll, even though he led FAU to a conference title, he really didn't come on until the final four or five games of his senior year. So FAU hasn't really had a consistent borderline elite high school player become a consistent player at FAU since Rusty Smith.
Yeah,
and we
yeah.
won't see Willie Jr. most likely for a couple years. Chris Robinson has 2 years left, and Vic Trani, same thing. Although,
yeah,
Robinson, if he has a great year, maybe he tests the NFL waters. But hey, you have Taggart Jr. You have Javion Posey, who signed last year. He may stay at receiver. Maybe Taggart moves him back to quarterback. So there's two guys right there that when Chris Robinson and Nick Trani eventually leave, they're the heir apparent.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I appreciate it. I know you worked very hard after the Super Bowl, and certainly this week was capped off. We'll keep in touch. We'll get you on throughout the off season, seeing a lot of progress and seeing what goes on. Again, Jake, thanks so much.
Always, we'll talk soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.